Now, children and adults, have a look here. There's some very strange things going on at the front today. You look around, we've got tinsel, lights, Christmas tree, more lights, some lights over there, some presents. Have you noticed the presents? There's presents there, and there's presents there, and there's presents there. But look, somebody is making a brew for themselves. This boils water. We've got some tea bags down here. And we've got a cup. And what else have we got at the front that's... What's over here? Food. And what else? What else with the food? We've got baked beans and cooking stuff. There's something else, isn't there, Anaya? A tent. What's that about? I don't think any of us really know. We might guess. So it's beginning to look a lot like camping. And we didn't even confirm before. It's beginning to look a lot like camping. Who camps at Christmas when it's cold and wet? You don't camp unless you have to, do you? But somebody went camping that first Christmas. And that's what we're doing this morning. We're learning about that camping and its Christmas message for us. Right, so we're going to be hearing some readings, thinking together about the Christmas news and other Christmas messages, singing some wonderful carols, and having our dedication of Ethan. First of all, Katie's going to bring a reading. I've been looking forward to this enormously. We'll put the words on the screen, and Katie's going to read from Psalm 72. Thank you, Katie, very much indeed. So, from the heart of the Old Testament, an amazing promise about a coming king, a king that other kings would bow down to, that the nations would see and serve, a king who invests all of his power into saving and rescuing needy people. And the Christmas story says it all starts at Bethlehem. We've got, children, some words on this amazing board, and Ant and Mel have been working very hard for us. Can we all say out loud, please, these words? Christmas news, Christmas news. Christmas is about news and about some very, very wonderful news. Christmas news. What I want us to do, if you're looking at the screen above these amazing words, look at the screen, and we're going to put up a verse, one verse from the Bible. Let's read it with the grown-ups out loud together. It says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." John 1:14. So the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14. So we've been thinking about camping a little bit already. Hands up, adults too. Let's see you. If you enjoy camping, hands up. Okay, keep the hands in the air, please. Hands up if you enjoy camping in the winter. If you don't enjoy camping in the winter, you're going to have to put your hands down. There are three hardy souls. Hands down, everybody, please. Good. Camping. It's great fun. Who's ever been camping? Yeah, I think almost everybody. Hands down, thank you very much. It's such fun, isn't it? Camping for a night in the garden, or 3 days away, or even a week. Anybody camped for more than 2 weeks at a time? Oh, a few of you have. Good, thank you, hands down. I wonder if anybody's been camping for 6 months, half a year. Oh, just one person. That doesn't sound like fun to me. And I'm a bit of a softie. I don't think I would enjoy camping in the winter when it's really cold, when it's as cold inside your tent as it is outside, it's raining, it might be snowing, that would be horrible. I wouldn't enjoy that at all. But somebody, children, has been camping. What are the signs we've seen already that somebody's camping? What's over here? We've got a tent. And what's over here? Food, baked beans. You can't go camping without baked beans. Or sardines. Or a can opener. Or some pepper. We've got some camping lights. We've got sleeping bags. We've got everything, haven't we? We're ready to go camping. Mary and Joseph went camping. Did you know that? When they went from Nazareth all the way down to Bethlehem, they camped out. I don't think they had a tent like that. I don't think they had sleeping bags. I don't think baked beans were invented. Not like those anyway. But they went camping. They went camping on that special journey to Bethlehem. And something there amazing happened. And John says the Word became flesh. And he dwelt among us. That's quite a confusing sentence. What does it mean? The Word is God speaking to us. And that's God's Son. God's Son became flesh. That means became children just like you. God's Son became just like you, with skin and bones and hair and teeth and fingernails and a heart and a tummy and a soul. He became just like you and me. That's what John is saying. If we were to ask the question, if we lived 2,000 years ago and we said, can you take me to where God lives? There is a place we could have gone to. The place where Jesus was living. We could have knocked on the door, and if Mary and Joseph opened the door, we would have been looking at God. Perhaps even as a tiny little baby in his mother's arms or in the manger. That was God. The Word became flesh. And he dwelt amongst us. He lived amongst us. That actually, really, John is saying he camped amongst us. Christmas is a time when, listen to this, children, God goes camping. God goes camping. Not in a tent, but in a body. He comes and lives with us. He becomes one of us. He stays with us. Christmas is a time when God goes camping, when he becomes a tiny baby, just as you were. And when he grows up, just as we all are, he lived among us. So, Christmas is news. God came to earth to be one of us and to live amongst us. So, if Christmas is that amazing news, can we read this together, please? Here's a question, everybody. Are you listening? Are you listening to the news? Or is your head too crowded? Or is your heart too hard and sad? Are you hearing again that amazing message that God came to live amongst us and to live as one of us? Are you listening? Children, God the Son became one of us and he camped with us and for us. This is what we're going to do next. We are going to watch a short video. It's only 3 minutes, so listen carefully, please, and watch carefully, because it's a wonderful, exciting retelling of the amazing Christmas message. And straight after that, Tiger's going to come and bring us our second Christmas reading.
The very first Christmas was long, long ago. A girl called Mary had started to grow. Inside she carried a wee baby boy, and an angel was sent to tell of the joy.
Yee! Angel in a rocket! Angel in a rocket!
That's not in the story. Angels don't need rockets.
Mary was speechless. She didn't know how these things could have happened, but still she bowed. The angel then made an appearance to Joe, who was worried when Mary had started to show. But Gabriel said, "You may find this odd. Just trust me, these things are all coming from God. Mary is carrying God's only Son, the Saviour of old, the long-promised one. So call his name Jesus, your Maker in skin. He's come now to save all his people from sin." Meanwhile, great Caesar Augustus in Rome, had made a decree, return to your home. For Joseph, this ruling meant Bethlehem town. So they rode on their donkey all the way down.
Dad, coming to your aunt.
What are you doing? She said they were riding on a donkey, not a helicopter.
Fine, that's better.
That's not in the story.
Arriving in Bethlehem, Mary was blooming. But try as they might, no hotels had room in. They asked one innkeeper, "Sir, are you able?" The innkeeper said, "Oh, go on, use my stable." So Jesus was born in a cold cattle shed, with nowhere to lay him. A trough was his bed.
Wait, what? That can't be in the story.
Actually, it is, listen.
Now out in the fields, some angels appeared to shepherds who cowered and all of them feared. One angel said, "Peace, I bring you good news. The Saviour is born, so put on your shoes." The shepherds all hurried to old Bethlehem to worship the baby who'd been born for them. Away in the east, there lived some wise men who followed a star wherever it went. They knew it would lead them to worship the king. So gold, incense and myrrh they did bring.
It's getting crowded now.
Do you think there's room?
Now here round the baby, the world is invited. The strongest and weakest, they all are united. From wise men to shepherds, from angels to sheep. From shiniest heights to the darkest deep. So come to the manger, see God become small. The true Christmas story has room for us all.
It's bigger than you thought.
Maybe it is in the story.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope that made you think. God has become small. God took on skin. God made his dwelling amongst us. It's almost too good to be true. Maybe it is too good to be true. Or maybe it's just very, very good and very, very true. We've been thinking about the Christmas news with the question, are you listening? Are you listening to the wonderful good news of Christmas that God became small? He took on human nature. He dwelt. He camped with us. So after that point, here's another one. When you see it, read it out, please. We've got Christmas views. Christmas views. The message of Christmas is so important. We need to listen and we need to look and make sure that we understand what God is telling us at Christmas through the birth of Jesus. So let's read this verse again. Let's go from the top. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling, beg your pardon, and dwelt among us. John 1:14, and the question is, are you listening? The verse continues. We have seen his glory. Have we got it? There we go. Let's read it out together. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only. And it's still John 1:14. John is saying we have seen God's glory. The baby in the manger was filled with God's glory. Glory is a hard word. It's a strange word, but it means that when you look at Jesus, God is shining out his power and his love and his wisdom. Now, children, think again about the tent. You've got a sleeping bag. You've got a mat to sleep on. You've got some beans and some cocoa and some sardines. You've got light. You can make a cup of tea. Do you think that would be a very special place to live for a long time? No. Do you think it could get boring? Yeah, I think so. Where would you put your clothes? Perhaps you stuff them in a corner. What about your toys? Do you think there's enough room for your toys? Wouldn't be enough room for my toys. I think it looks a bit cramped, a bit boring, a bit unimpressive. As when people looked at Jesus, some of them thought, you can't see God's glory there. He's not exciting enough. He's not powerful enough. Jesus never led any armies, did he? He never ruled on a throne. Maybe he seems a bit ordinary. Adults, did you read about the school last week in East London? They didn't want to offend anybody in their school. And they thought, if we sing Away in a Manger, we've got the little Lord Jesus being laid in the straw. That's going to offend somebody. Jesus is a Lord. So they took that out. And he was a little boy Jesus. And another caraway, he's king. Well, they changed that. It's baby Jesus. And then I think another carol got changed as well. Because that's a good thing, isn't it? We don't want to offend people. But when you look at Jesus fairly and squarely, John says you're looking at glory. You won't find it in any other baby, however sweet and cuddly and gorgeous they are, like Ethan. You won't find it in any great person, any ruler. The glory of God is nowhere else. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, God is shining out his power, his wisdom, and his love. So the question is, and we'll read this out together. Let's read. Are you looking? Maybe Christmas is just another round of all the stuff you do every year. And deep down, the thought of that makes you go, ugh. But John says, look again at Jesus. Look at his power. Look at his love. And what will you discover? What will you discover? Will you discover the glory of the one and only God? Most people think they're looking at Jesus, but they're just not. They're not discovering, exploring, finding out. We've got a couple of excellent little Christmas leaflets, and we've got loads of these. If you'd like to try and make sense of Jesus, maybe for the very first time, just slip one of these in your pocket. It's on the welcome table in the foyer as you leave. It's called Christmas in Three Words. Helps you to think, did it really take place? Is it history? Who is Jesus? What does it mean? Christmas in Three Words. And then this one is called If Only. And this leaflet helps us to make sense of our hearts. Why is it that we're longing for more? We're longing for peace. We're longing for meaning. We're longing for things to last. And this will help you answer those, your deepest heart's question. A couple of leaflets, take anything that's on the welcome table. It's all got to go. But here's a question, isn't it? This Christmas, busy, busy, busy though you are you actually looking at Jesus? Because if you do, John says, you will see the glory of the one and only God. And that is what Christmas is all about. So Christmas, says John, is a message that we need to look at and listen carefully to. Here's a third and a final message. When I take this one off, let's read it together. It says, Christmas truths, Christmas truths. Christmas isn't just a good idea or a nice idea or a beautiful story. It's actually true. Remember our video, God became small. How small? A tiny little baby. Christmas news, the Word became flesh, he dwelt among us. Are we listening to it? The views are that we've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, God's shining out glory. Are we looking? And the truths, let's read our verse together from the screen. The Word became flesh and made his among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. Jesus came full of grace and truth. God came down to earth. And what could God bring? God could bring maybe empty promises or his fierce anger against the naughty and the wicked things we've done. But John says that when God came as Jesus, he came full of grace and truth. He loves us so much, he speaks the truth to us. And he loves us so much Even despite all the horrid things we've done against him and each other, he comes in outrageous, forgiving and rescuing love. Adults, 2019 has been a tough year, hasn't it, for our nation and for many of us. Empty promises have a familiar ring, maybe. Some of us feel bitterly let down by our leaders. It's been a year of uncertainty. We're looking at another year of lots of uncertainty and unanswered questions for our national life. We want leaders who we can trust in and who are sacrificially committed to our good. And we don't know how our political leadership will go in 2019, but we know this. John says, you've got one. You've got a leader who is full of grace and full of truth. And that is, who's that, children? Who's the leader who's full of grace and truth? Jesus, isn't it? Is Jesus, the child of Christmas. He's full of grace and he's full of truth. If you could think right back to the reading that Katie gave us at the beginning of our service. That reading saying, the king is coming, what's he going to do? The reading said he will deliver the needy who cry out. Which means the minute you know that you have a sin problem and you need rescuing, cry out to Jesus. He's come for you. The reading said he'll take pity on the weak and the needy. He will save us from death. Are you frightened? Do you feel you're weak? Have you got needs that nobody else can help you with? Call out to Jesus. He's full of grace and truth. He'll come to you. He'll save you. He'll be your rescuer this Christmas and every single Christmas and every single day. So Christmas truths. Christmas isn't just a lovely idea or a beautiful story. It's actually, literally, really true. Says, yeah, says John. So this then comes with a challenging question, which we're going to finish with. Let's read it together. Are you believing? There's no time when it's not right for you to believe. Christmas, New Year, when you're young, when you're old, when you're happy, when you're sad. Jesus has come into the world. He shines out God's glory. He's full of grace and truth. He's come for you. When you put your trust in him, to rescue you from your sin, to make you sure of heaven, and to be that loving and wise friend who will guide you and look after you every day until one day you meet him. So, children, here's Christmas. God has come to us. He's lived among us. And although now he lives in heaven, he's with us every day. He wants to give you his love. That's a wonderful thing. And as in a few moments, Jemima and Astra come and you line up very politely for your present. It's a tiny little thing and it won't last forever. But God's Christmas love in Jesus lasts forever. So take it and don't ever let go of it. God will never let go of you. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May he make his face this Christmas time shine upon us and be gracious to us. May he, the Lord of heaven, the God of earth, turn his face towards us and give us his peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.